Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I must be very quick in this one because cake is awaiting us. So, I think 1 month ago I stretched the sermon too long. So I went to talk with consistory, and not the real consistory. Me and Leo, we went for coffee, and I'm like, Leo, I think I stretched too much. And he said, you did. So after that, we made a plan. If I stretch too much, he's going to come and play the organ. So I know I need to stop. Or if I stretch too much, I'll stretch even more, because then the next time it's going to be short. That's the outcome. Consistory. New consistory, Leo and Goose. The armor of God. It's going to be a two-part sermon. I don't want to do at everything at once. So, the armor of God. And we're going to pace the reading, because then we can make it shorter. From verse 10 to 13, the Bible says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. So we stop here, because this is my first point. But before the first point comes up, I believe we have pictures. So that's supposed to be a fight. We can barely see. But it's the one team on the right side fighting against the left guys. This is the picture of the text. The devil fighting against the church. Do we have another picture? Okay, a good-looking soldier. That's the armor that people have nowadays. That's definitely the armor they didn't have in the past. But the principle is the same. Okay? Save that picture for next point. That's the two pictures we have for now, correct? Yeah. So, with that scene in mind, I'm going to try to bring another picture in your mind. Movies. You know the movies. War. Evil guys against good guys. Who usually does the attack in the movies? The evil guys or the good guys? The evil guys. The good guys, they only counterattack. Who win the movie? The evil guys or the good guys? Who win the Bible? The good guys. Okay? So, the movies take the idea out of here, because that's the scenario here. The evil is attacking, we are defending, but we're going to counterattack, and we're going to win. We'll win. With that picture in mind, let us understand the battle. First point, the purpose of the armor. The purpose of the armor. Making it very easy for all of us. As I am, English is my second language, we learn this very quickly. The WH questions. Who, what, which, when, everything is WH. I made the same for us. Who, what, and when. Let us check verse 12. Who are we fighting against? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Who are we fighting against? Not only flesh and blood. Not only flesh and blood. Some people make the mistake to see this and to think their fight it's not against flesh and blood, and they divorce human beings from the devil. I have a headache, it is the devil. Things are not going well, it is the devil. That's not what the Apostle Paul is teaching here. When he says our fight's not against flesh and blood, he's saying our fight is not against only flesh and blood. But always and always and always, humans will be involved in the fight. Always. When Adam and Eve fall, it was a human who fall. When salvation came to us, God incarnated, becoming a human being, and then gives salvation to us. You cannot divorce the spiritual from the flesh, from the human. Okay? So what the Apostle Paul is teaching here is that our fight is not against only flesh and blood, but against the devil. What is he teaching? Inspiration. There is a source. Inspiration. If I come to the Bible, I read the Bible, and I keep reading it, and it fills my heart, and I am a very talented person, I wish, to put up a song out of the Bible, a beautiful song. That song would be inspired by scriptures. That song would be inspired by God. Inspiration. Opposite scenario. Imagine I failed, I went broke, something bad happened to my life, and I am going through depression. And out of that moment, I put up a song. That song is going to be inspired by depression. You're going to feel it. You're going to sing the lyrics. You're going to sing the melody, the inspiration. That's what the Apostle Paul is teaching us. When you're dealing with someone, sometimes problems, issues, challenges come between husband and wife, between parents and kids, between co-workers, inside the church. Whatever it is, you're dealing with a human being, but you're not dealing only with a human being. Sometimes you need to discern what's the inspiration. Sometimes it's physical. Sometimes it's emotional, but sometimes can be also spiritual. So the Apostle Paul is teaching us this very, very clear here. Why is he teaching us this? Very good example for you. Super good. My Brazilian friends, they're going to understand, and you're going to understand only here, not in here. When we walk in Brazil, we are very, very, I'll say it again, very aware of crime. So when we are walking on the street, we look to our shoulders all the time to see if we find weird people. Sometimes we cross the path. We know the time we can be outside, and we know the time we're supposed not to be outside. When we go, we don't use watches, we don't use gold, everything stays at home. You barely carry your phone and some money in case you are robbed, they have something to rob you. You need to carry some money, not too much and not nothing, just a little bit. Why? Because we are aware of crime. Here in Canada, my awareness of crime was broken. The car stays outside, the wallet stays outside, the door stays open, no fence, no nothing. The awareness was broken. That's what the Apostle Paul is teaching here. Don't break your awareness of the spiritual war. There is a war going on, and you need to behave knowing that there is a war. Just like I behave myself in Brazil knowing there is a crime going on, we Christians, we the church, need to know there is a war going on and we need to behave well. So this is the very, very first purpose of the armor. Who are we fighting against? The devil, and not only flesh and blood. Okay? With that being said, before we go to the what, just a very quick housekeeping. Avoid the extremes. Do not overestimate the spiritual. Everything is the devil. And do not underestimate the spiritual. Nothing's the devil. None of these both extremes are good. Okay? That's the who. What are we fighting against? We're going to see in verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. I don't like to do this, but let's do it so we understand. Repeat with me, schemes. The Apostle Paul is teaching us what is the kind of the battle. And to teach you, there is a picture. It is inside us all. Brain. The battle, the schemes are here. Okay? Ideologies, agendas. This is where the devil schemes happen. He is concerned to fight here. If he comes to me and destroys my family, he gets only one family. But if he goes to the places of authority, to the lawmakers, to the school, to the college, and he destroys the concept of family, he destroys many families. Do you follow me? If he comes to me and sees some unbelief about scriptures, that creation account, no, things from the past, evolution is the thing. If he sows this in my mind, he gains only me. But if he goes to the school, to the lawmakings, to the social media, to the news, and he destroys creation by sowing evolution on it, he gets many people. That's his schemes. The field, it is the mind. The field is ideology. It's less physical and less, quotes, spiritual than we would like to. It's way more mental, ideological, and everything. That's why we have seen the values going from bad to worst. That's why what was so clear, normal, everyday life in the past, it's not more now. Why? Because he went to the media, he went to the places of authority, and he tried, with his schemes, to disrupt the idea. Do you follow me? That's what are we fighting against. Therefore, what is the word of caution? If you go to the college, be aware where you step in. There is a war going on. When you go to the workplace, be aware. When you're going to vote, be aware. There is a war going on. And what is the war? Ideology, agenda, so on and so forth. That's what we are fighting against. What's the purpose of the armor? To defend us and to equip us to fight that back, to stand firm. Who are we fighting? The devil, and not only flesh and blood. What are we fighting? His schemes. And when are we fighting? That's in verse 13. When are we fighting? Before we read, when I ask you that question, when, your default answer is going to say every day, which is true, but let's see what the text says. Verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. When the day of evil comes, he doesn't say every day. He doesn't say periodically. He doesn't say during the winter, during the summer, during the spring, when the day comes. Do you know when that day comes? Neither do I. But in our lives, we know there are some days and there are some days. Some days are tough. Some days things go out of our control. Some days we have everything ready and the outcome, it's the opposite. It's not like math. You plan 2 plus 2 is going to be 4. You plan 2 plus 2 and the outcome comes 10. And you're like, I wasn't ready for 10. When the day of evil comes, just like the movies, there is the conversation of war, there is the planning of war, but there is the actual day when the evil guys come and attack. And usually in the movies, the good guys are not prepared. And that's the whole excitement of the movie, because the evil guys can catch the good guys off guard. The Apostle Paul is teaching us, be ready every day, because there are some days that the evil day comes. With that being said, I'm going to illustrate the who, the what, and the when with the most sad story we have read in the Bible. Adam and Eve, when they fall. They were in paradise, they were in the Garden of Eden, everything good. Who came to the picture? The devil. What was his schemes? To disrupt the word of God. Was that what God told you? Is that so? Is that really true? When? Every day? Not every day. In a day. In a moment. When the evil day came to Eve and Adam, that was the day. When he find he could get, that was the day. Who, what, and when? The purpose of the armor is that we don't fall. The purpose of the armor, it is to protect us from who, what, and when, in order that we stand our ground. The purpose of the armor. Verse 10 to 13. Verse 14. And I'm going to bring the second point. The accessories of the armor. Let us read from 14 to 17. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The accessories of the armor. This is going to be part 2 sermon. We're going to grow to each accessory next week. But today, I think now it's fitting the soldier, American soldier picture. Today, the only thing I need to tell you is this. The accessories, they are spiritual. You cannot earn a degree, make a lot of money, live in the best neighborhood in town, live in the best country in town. It can't protect you. The fight, as we read, it is in the heavenly realm. The heavenly realm, it's everywhere. You cannot hide yourself from the battle, and you cannot fight the battle only with material things. The fight, it is spiritual, such as it is our accessories. And pay attention to this. And this is what I need you to understand from this point here. Just that. The accessories, they are, I know the picture is outside, but the accessories, they are inside. What the Apostle Paul is teaching us is this. Dive in scriptures, read it, so that righteousness, salvation, faith, the sword of God, which is His word, the preaching of the gospel, be so deep within your heart, saturates your mind, fills you so much, then you truly is where you truly are wearing the armor of God. Why? Because the devil gonna come to you and gonna say, you're not loved. And deep within, I know I'm loved. He's gonna say, you're not forgiven. I know I am forgiven. You're not saved. I know I'm saved. It is not a, you know, I'm gonna put the armor of God. I'm gonna pray for the armor of God. No. You dive into the Bible and that and let those things, righteousness, faith, truth, to become so truth, so powerful, like a rock in your heart, then you're going to stand firm. It's from inside out, not the opposite. That's what I need us to understand here, because that's what protects us from the who, the what, and the when the day of evil comes. Okay? The accessories of the armor. Let those things dive into your heart, dive into scriptures, and let that change your mind. Point three. The heart under the armor. So first point, we saw the purpose of the armor. Second point, the accessories of the armor. And we're going to do part two next week. But now, to finish, to sum up, the heart under the armor. Verse 18, we're going to go to verse 21. I need you to, as you read with me, I need you to do this. Every time you see the word prayer or allusion to prayer, I need you to raise your fingers because we are counting together. Okay? Verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Flip page. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Another one, pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. What is the heart under the armor? Good. That's it. I don't need to say anything more. No, I'm joking. Prayer, it is the heart under the armor. Humility, dependence on God, and responsibility. We pray not only when we feel like praying. We pray not only in our devotional time. We pray and we feel the weight of responsibility. I need to pray. Why? Because there is a battle going on. I need to pray. Why? Because verse 10 tells us, be strong in the Lord. How do you get strong in the Lord? The Apostle Paul is teaching us. Pray. Pray and pray and pray. Jesus is perfect, yet he prayed. The Apostle Paul was an amazing preacher. And what does he ask? Pray for me so that I can preach. The Apostle Paul was a brave man. Pray for me so that I can speak fearlessly. You see how humble, how dependent on God the heart under the armor must be. And that's the heart of the Apostle Paul. That's the heart that it's being taught here. And I have an illustration. I hope you understand because it's a sports illustration. So I'm going to speak hockey language so you understand. My language is soccer. The best way you can respect your adversary The best way you can respect your adversary, it's by scoring a lot of goals on him. I always think the opposite. I think like, 5-0, 10-0, that's humiliation. One team, it's very bad. And my coach taught me the opposite. He said, no, Gustavo, you're wrong. The best way you respect the other team, it's scoring on them. Why? Because you're telling them this. I respect you. If I don't score on you, you're going to score on me. If I don't go 2, 3, 4 when I get the chance, when you get one chance, you're going to score on me. So the best way I show you how strong you are, it is by scoring you. That's why Brazils win everything, because we respect everyone. No, I'm joking. But that's how we respect our adversary. We're going to be prepared. We're going to dive into the Word. We're going to pray hard. Why? Because we do not despise the devil. We do not despise his schemes. We do not underestimate him. That's going to be the way we're going to respect him. Quote, respect, we're going to beat him. That's going to be the way. That's the heart under the armor. And with that, I bring the sermon to the conclusion. If you pay attention, and I think this is the gem. I know it's a lot, but maybe this is the gem of this section. I want you to see in verse 11. Verse 10 and verse 11. And this is my conclusion. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. What is the Apostle Paul teaching us here? The issue, the problem, it's not the presence of the devil. That's not the problem. The problem, the issue, it is absence of power. This is what is the gem of this text. The devil is going to be there. He's going to be fighting. The war is going to be there. That's not the problem. The problem it is if me and you, we don't pray. The problem it is if we put our spiritual life on cruise mode. That's the problem. But if we stand strong in the Lord and His mighty power through prayer, the devil will not be a problem. So it is not about him, it is about us. The strongest one is in our side. We already won the battle. But there is the only responsibility that He's calling us to. There is the heart He's calling us to, which is pray. Depend on God. Be responsible. Be aware. And stay strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Carry this with your heart today as you walk out. Amen. Amen.